now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
And on that cheery note, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to be ridden as well. They get ridden hard and put away wet. There are affiliates. We give them love, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Yes, indeed. It's all about the platforms of devices, the various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you have a device, be it your watch, let's say, if it's your iPhone, if it's your Android, if it's your tablet, if it's your laptop, and if you're sitting at your desk getting your workday started like I am, and you're sitting there in front of a PC and you want to listen to some really good sports talk radio, you click on and you listen to the Spano and Black Attack. All kinds of devices, all kinds of platforms. TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, they all have the Listen Live capacity. You can find us there. And, of course, if there's something going on in a particular interview that you would have liked to have listened to that you missed and you didn't have the opportunity to grab it live, you can always archive it and get that as well on your particular device. And with all that being said, you know, a lot of times the interviews are the direction to go. We got a particular good topic, and we want to grab it and run with it for a little bit. Leads into further discussion. Well, you can find out what direction it took by grabbing that particular interview. We got three of them today, so we're going to keep you busy, and those will be up on the website at some point in time as well. Most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. And if you're overseas, you're protecting this country. You're protecting me, my family, all the people that are around me. Guess what? If we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, makes you feel a little better, it's my pleasure and my privilege to do it. We're going to pick it up on the other side as we set the table for this huge edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Wait, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA brings us along for the ride each and every day. All the affiliates all around the country, we certainly appreciate you being there. And, you know, we've got a huge show in front of us today. 40 after hour one, we have Shantae Lowe, Olympian, and Tia Jones, future Olympian, joining us live from Rio, and we'll be talking about them. Shantae Lowe, of course, competing, and Tia Jones, a future hurdler for the United States Olympic team, and Shantae is mentoring Tia, so that's pretty cool. And then at 9:10 Eastern time in hour two, we're going to have Joe Lemire from Vocative, and we're going to talk some NFL, and not so much specifically on the concussions on the NFL level, but the initiative that the National Football League started, excuse me, with the youth football and the Heads Up initiative that they have tried to promote. And we're going to get into the detail on the success or lack thereof and the various different reactions to it and what direction football is heading on the youth level and how it's going to alter the game somewhere down the line. He's one of the best writers in the country. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting conversation, to say the least, because he's onto something that I've been talking about for a long time, about the soccer moms and the direction that football is going to take because of the fact that moms are not going to let their kids play football. It's just that simple. And then Dara Torres at 9:40 to close out the show. And she'll be coming to us live from Rio as well. And she'll be talking about all the young first-time Olympians that she is mentoring, and she's trying to make sure that they have not only a good experience, but how the moment doesn't overwhelm them, and they'll be able to compete at their highest level from somebody who's been there many, many times. So we'll be talking about all of that over the course of the two-hour extravaganza known as the Spano and Black Attack. I'm almost through my cold. I know my body. I'm on the back end of it. But the voice is kind of shot, but we're going to get through it. And, you know, as far as the rest of the show goes, I'm going to wait until the middle segment to talk about the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, because we're going to have some Olympians on right after that. And so I'm going to start with the National Football League. And NFL season really kicks off, or kicked off, last night with ceremonies at Canton for the inductees of the National Football League Hall of Fame. And it was cool. It was a neat ceremony. It was hosted by, what's his name? The guy I don't like to talk about from, Rich Eisen, from the National Football League Network, from the NFL Network. And maybe we just caught him on a bad day. I don't know. But, you know, look, it's Brett Favre heading the class, but some really, really fine players. And just, you know, it when you look at it, and starting with Favre, I mean, look, there's no doubt that the guy should be in. You know, you look at his records over the years and how long he played, his incredible endurance. You know, and again, I hate stats. I don't like throwing stats at people. But in his case, the stats didn't lie. You know, for a long time until Peyton finished up his career, he was pretty much the career leader in damn near everything. And when you look at it from that perspective, he deserves induction. You know, there were a couple of off-the-field things that early in his career involving the painkillers and then a sex scandal at the end of his career that kind of got swept under the rug. But as far as his performance on the field, there was nobody better than Brett Favre. And he was just a pure-out leader. It just how could you not be in the weight room working hard when he was in there working hard? How could you not tape it up and get on the field and go after it when he was taping it up and getting on the field and going after it? You know, it would you have liked to seen more rings? Yeah, of course. You know, but he got a ring. And he took Green Bay out of the doldrums because, you know, don't forget, before he got there, Green Bay was a hurting franchise. Nobody wanted to play there. Nobody wanted to free agent up there, although free agent was limited at that point in time. You know, it's a cold, desolate, 99% white people place. And the players were not particularly enthusiastic about going there. Well, that all changed with Reggie White and with Brett Favre. And all of that started to come around. Winning certainly helped that. And Green Bay became a cool place to go. The transition from him to Aaron Rodgers was not smooth. You know, on a personal level, they weren't friends by any means. I think they respected each other's talent. But Brett Favre was the aging lion, and he didn't like the fact that he was going to be replaced. And, you know, we get that. Nobody likes to be shoved out the door. But he continued his career with the Jets and with Minnesota. And he probably still could have kept going. I mean, he made the decision not to play anymore. And it wasn't that there weren't job offers around the league. There were. But he decided he didn't want to be a vagabond. He'd taken a lot of hits. He talked about the fact that he was starting to feel the hits, certain memory lapses, things along those lines. He's one of those guys that somewhere down the line with the CTEs and the concussions that people will be keeping an eye on. And we'll see once he gets to 50 and beyond what kind of shape he's in. He seems okay right now. But, you know, whether it plays out that way going forward remains to be seen. Tony Dungy hits the Hall of Fame, won a Super Bowl, was certainly a player that evolved. He had a very short playing career. People forget that. It was only 3 years, 3 years, 4 years, and then he was out of the league. But he went right in to coaching. And there's no question in anybody's mind because he literally learned from the ground up as far as his coaching ability, how to win. He was a leader of men. He garnered respect in his locker room. He had an ability to bring teams together. He was very soft-spoken. Wasn't a screamer. Felt that the way to get across to men was to treat them as men. But he also held them accountable as men. In his post-coaching career, he's become kind of the mentor for players of color. And when certain things happen, whether it's racially tinged or domestic violence or whatever circumstances are, a lot of these guys feel comfortable in dealing with Tony Dungy on a personal level because he can relate. He relates to everybody. He relates to older guys. He relates to guys of his generation. And he relates to the younger guys. They don't look at him as some bag of air who's just pontificating. You know, in the good old days, we should have done X, Y. We did X, Y, and Z. And that's like, no, no, no. He doesn't work it that way. He really works it the right way. So with all that being said, you know, his induction into the fame is cool, certainly justified. You know, like I said, they were handing out the jackets. The ceremony's going to be over the weekend. Hall of Fame game will be played and all that kind of good stuff. Eddie DeBartolo, of course, with the 49ers. And well-deserved as well, their dynasty. Marvin Harrison, who had the good fortune of having Peyton Manning thrown the ball throughout his entire career. That'll get a lot of things done for you. They mentioned the one thing that I had forgotten about. 141 or 143 catches in one season. Absolutely outstanding. We'll pick it up right there with some more Hall of Fame before we dive into the Olympics. I'm Bob Black. We'll be right back at you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Sure it is. Sure it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And, of course, the phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a free telephone number of the Attack. And we've got a really huge show in front of us. Next segment, we're going to have Shante Lowe and Tia Jones talking to us live from Rio, which will be fun. Opening ceremonies are tonight, and we'll get into that a little bit further down the line. And talking some NFL Hall of Fame. We're going to bounce around in this show a little bit because there are stories in both football and the Olympics, of course, that we have to cover. And in the middle of that, we'll be talking to Joe Lemire from Vocative and we'll get his take on what's going on with youth football and a direction in what football might look like in a decade or so. And it's not too far down the line for this professional sport, and how they're going to react and how they're going to survive remains to be seen. But to take it back to the Hall of Fame, so many worthy candidates. And the great thing about the Hall of Fame in football and basketball, for that matter, as opposed to baseball, is that they try not to get caught up in all the ancillary BS. And what I mean by that is these are flawed guys in many cases. And I'm not excusing anything that they've done in their careers, whether it was PEDs or, you know, off the field transgressions or whatever the circumstances are. But they try to judge them strictly on their football ability and how they contributed to the game. And when you look down the list, there's not a guy that got a jacket yesterday that didn't deserve said jacket. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. You know, DeBartolo, it's funny, Jerry and I were talking about him before we went on the air. You know, it's, whether you like the guy or not is one thing. But he oversaw a dynasty that changed football as we know it. Well, it deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Marvin Harrison, through the good fortune of working with Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy to a certain degree, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Would he have been a Hall of Famer on another team? I don't know. Maybe not. But in working with Peyton Manning, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kevin Green. People forget how dominating Kevin Green was on his three teams. He was a pass-rushing beast. Well over 100 sacks in his career. And you never knew what direction he was coming from. He was just, you know, he was one of those guys. Just that brilliant. And, of course, Orlando Pace. I mean, coming out of Ohio State, number one overall pick, and literally from the time he set foot on a professional field, was that great of a player. I remember early in his career, they were criticizing him. Well, you know, he's not quite as dominant. And then he looked up at the end of his career. I mean, he didn't miss games. He was incredibly physical. He was incredibly athletic. I think he could still play for the Rams. Got his ring. You know, ask Kurt Warner how good Orlando Pace was. He was unbelievable. And I'm looking forward to the speeches over the course of the weekend. I mean, emotionally, these guys, the jacket ceremony is cool because it kind of prepares them for what's going on. But once they get up in front of the microphone and they have to put the words together, and they have to thank the family, and they have to thank the coaches, and they have to thank their fellow teammates, and they see the sea of humanity that's out in front of them, and all of a sudden how important it becomes to them. It's an emotional moment, and it's one of those scenarios where, as a professional athlete, you've hit the epitome of everything that can go on for you. You know, when you think about how the process of it works for these guys, you know, you're usually the best athlete when you're a kid. You're usually the star athlete in your high school, or in, even earlier than that, your youth football league. And you're probably playing other sports as well. Once you decide to focus on football, then all the things that have to go into it to succeed, the weightlifting and the training and the nutrition and everything else. And when you're in high school, the colleges start sniffing around. Not for everybody, but for most people. And then once you have the opportunity to make it professionally, you know, the career of an average NFL player is still under 5 years. So for them to take it to this level and make it for that long, about as impressive as it gets, it truly is. Because the odds are strictly against you. And it's funny, you know, we're going to talk to world-class athletes after the next break, but, you know, again, world-class athletes. These guys are the best of the best of the best, and they get acknowledged for it. And it's a cool thing. And, you know, you can respect it. It's whether you rooted for them, whether you rooted against them, whether you liked them personally, whether you didn't like them. You can respect it because getting to that level and maintaining that level of excellence for the period of time involved, you know, doesn't get much tougher to do than that. So, you know, for these guys, it's going to be a big weekend. We'll talk about it a little bit. You know, we'll single out maybe a speech or two and check out what's going on as far as who got emotional, who messed up, who whatever. You know, we always have a good time with that. Talk a little bit about the game because there'll be an exhibition game played. And then national football season is officially upon us. So we'll get into that and talk about it and all that kind of good stuff. We'll be talking Olympics here in a couple minutes. So we'll get into that a little bit as well right now as the Olympics. You know, Rio starts. Right, technically, it's already started. They're playing some soccer, some basketball, and, you know, getting things done. But, you know, for these Olympians, it doesn't get any bigger. It doesn't get any better. And as far as their perspective goes, this is it. They've been training for this forever. They are now in Rio. Their moment has arrived. You know, we had John Frankel on yesterday, and he and I spoke at length about what's wrong with going on with the Olympics with Rio. What's right about it is the stage being set for the best of the best to compete and represent their nations. Even the professionals who are representing their nations. And really, they're all professionals now, but some are better paid than others. And even the professionals that are representing their nations, they're out there. They're proud to do it. They're aware of what's going on as far as Zika and bacteria in the water and bad crime in the city and facilities not being completed with the lodgings. And now, but not everybody has the luxury of the USA basketball team to be living on a yacht, being protected by military ships. You know, that's a USA luxury right there. But honestly, you know, a lot different than Barcelona. But honestly, for all the doom and gloom, these are still the Olympic Games. There still are great storylines that are going to be pursued throughout the Olympics. And, you know, again, it's a celebration of sport. It's unfortunate that the real world intrudes on this. It's unfortunate that terrorism exists and the threat is there. It's unfortunate that the government is corrupt and didn't do what they promised to do as far as making sure everything was cleaned up and making sure that these Olympics benefited the poor people of Rio and that they didn't do the right thing. And look, that will be pointed out. And one of the things I always look for, and it's, you know, the Olympics are so spread out over NBC and the various different affiliates of NBC, that it's tough to get a gauge on how they're treating the perception of these Olympics. When it comes right down to it, you know, guys like John and myself, we may end up being the boys who cried wolf when this is all said and done. But the problems here do exist. And it's everything from corruption to doping to, you know, all kinds of things. Yeah. Media likes bad. They steer away from good. Media likes bad. But we're going to see how they handle things, how they take care of the athletes, and how the athletes respond accordingly, whether or not they're thrown off their games. You know, we're going to figure it out, and we're going to figure it out soon. Opening ceremonies tonight. When we come back, Shantae Lowe, Tia Jones, Rio, right in front of us.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks, good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want, from the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano's off today. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. We have the privilege of being joined from Rio by Shantae Lowe and Tia Jones, and we welcome them to the Attack right now. Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Is this Shantae or Tia?
This is Shantae.
Hi, Shantae. Nice to have you with us.
Yes.
Hi, Tia. it's got to be fun. Here you are in Rio and TD Ameritrade making it possible. And Shantae, you're a veteran of so many Olympic Games, and here you are mentoring Tia, who hopes to compete in Tokyo in 2020. Shantae, talk about how exciting that is for you to take somebody under your wing.
Yeah,
It's really exciting to get the opportunity to mentor Tia. I think that TD Ameritrade really hit it on the head when they decided to do this mentorship program. And they really understand what it's like to be a rookie, kind of, and not really knowing what to expect and being thrown into a big stage. And so with them giving me the opportunity to mentor Tia, I think that that this is really going to set her up for 2020. And she's going to be ready when it's her time to try to make that Olympic team.
No question about it. And Tia, you're 15 years old. My goodness, I have T-shirts that are older than you. And it must be exciting to be down in Rio and all the atmosphere that's going on. Talk about how being in Rio thus far. Talk about what you've experienced and what you've seen.
Rio has been a great experience so far. I thank TD Ameritrade for helping me come along for this journey. I think to have Shantilo by my side, giving me information that I need to know, Rio has been great so far. I just plan on looking forward and learning new things.
No question about it. And Shante, I would imagine that your experience throughout the games, it's got to be a little bittersweet, but I would imagine it's still exciting to be competing on this level. And you're still holding records, and you're still great at what you do. And I would imagine passing that experience on and the fact that, hey, you can have a long, long career at doing this has got to be satisfying to you as you mentor young Tia.
Oh, definitely. There's absolutely nothing bitter about it. It's all sweet. You know, I've had my time. This is my fourth Olympic Games, and I really feel like this is going to be the best one that I've ever experienced. Getting the opportunity to mentor Tia and kind of impart the wisdom that I have in her makes me really excited. And it's like a proud parent. I watch Tia's father as he talks about her. He just absolutely gushes. And I kind of have the same feeling being able to pass my, you know, my knowledge and my wisdom on to her. I think that, you know, she's already broken world records this summer, and I think that there's a lot more to come, so... Now with this relationship that TD Ameritrade set up, I'm going to be able to watch her, you know, and I'm excited about that. I think that it's really good. It's a really good opportunity for both of us.
Shante Lowe and Tia Jones joining us here on The Attack. And Shante, you said that this may be your best Olympics ever. I mean, I've followed your career for a long time, and you've been great for so long. What makes you think this may be your best ever?
Experience now. You know, my first Olympic Games, I was completely scared, didn't know what to do, and I didn't make it out of the final. This time I've been here, done that. There's really nothing that could come and kind of catch me off guard. And I thank you, Bob, for even acknowledging the fact that I have these records. It means a lot to come in as, you know, as the favorite and come in with the best marks, because I'm kind of afraid. I don't want to lose that. I like that status, and I want to keep it. And so, thank you for following my career. I really appreciate that. And even to your viewers, if anybody wants to know more about what we're doing and kind of follow our journey, even as we're here in Rio, you can go to tdameritrade.com/likeyou, and you can get all the information about pictures of the village or, you know, whatever it is that we're doing. You can get that information there.
Well, Tia, I want to address this to you because you're young, you're gifted, and, you know, young and gifted sometimes can add up to maybe getting a little bit full of yourself, but you don't sound that way at all. How do you keep your life balanced, and how do you keep yourself on track to continue to perform at an elite level?
You know, I'm very young, but I have a lot of experience with me. My family's athletes. I've just I've been helped by a lot with Shante Lowe, with giving me great information, great along the way. I just thank for having this experience in Rio to be able to take it into Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
And, you know, Shante talked about your dad and how proud he is of you. And as far as, you know, your dad itself, what kind of influence does he have over you as far as your competing and making sure you stay grounded?
My dad is a great influence in me. My dad is my coach and my father, so I'm always having the training side. Sometimes I have to put on the dad hat.
But, you know, he's been a great long way, and I really appreciate for having my dad in my life.
Shante, what are your expectations for these games? What can we look forward to with you?
I think I'll be happy if I do my personal best. So my expectations are to come out here and jump higher than I've ever jumped before and to really stay composed and you know, execute. And even to talk more about the point of Tia, you know, she has all these accolades. You would never think that she's as young as she is because she really exudes that kind of confidence, but she stays humble and in no way she's arrogant. So she's being shy and humble now, but she's a lot of it comes from within.
Hey, Tia, have you had the experience yet of meeting a lot of people from other countries, and have you run into perhaps people that you idolize a little bit or somebody that you bumped into in the village and you went, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm standing next to this person?
No, I haven't really met any of the Olympians. I saw Kendall Williams, but she was my teammate from when I was little, so I know her very well. But other than that, Shante Lone is a far as it goes. But I'm very grateful to have met Shante Lone, have known her, and helped me along the way. And she's the opportunity for us to eat breakfast in the village tomorrow, and so in a couple of days. And he's actually going to come there, and hopefully, you know, we could meet some other people. A lot of the team members are already there, Allison Felix, Justin Gatlin, and so hopefully we can get a chance to kind of introduce you to some of those people.
Oh, that's really cool. Hey, Shante, you know, I'm going to keep you on course here, is it as exciting this fourth go-round as it was the first go-round?
It's actually more exciting this time. I feel like I have a lot inside of me, and, you know, it's kind of like my secret. I guess I'm kind of sharing it here. I'm sports byline, but I feel like I have a lot inside of me, and I'm really excited to actually go out there and show everybody what I have. So I feel like it's like a performance, like I'm like J-Lo about the biggest performance ever. And so I'm really excited about that.
I can hear it in your voice. You're giggling like Tia. That's pretty cool. before we let you go, give us the information one more time about the mentoring program with TD Ameritrade.
So you can go and find this information on tdameritrade.com/likeyou. And basically what they did is they set up an opportunity for me to really kind of imparting her the wisdom that I have in athletics and my Olympic experience so that when she goes for her first time, and hopefully in 2020, that she won't be caught off guard by the experiences. And the premise behind that is, as an investor, a lot of times you get out there in the world of investing and you could become overwhelmed because you don't know what you're doing. And so TD Ameritrade has a wealth of knowledge and education. They have support and mentors there in the form of financial advisors and different experts, and anybody who's a client of TD Ameritrade has access to that. So they really understand the importance of that, and that's what they have me and Tia doing. So they have me doing that with Tia, what they do for their clients every day.
Well, ladies, I appreciate the couple of minutes. I know it's hectic and busy for you down there. Shante, good luck in these next couple of weeks. And Tia, I know we're going to be seeing you down the line. So enjoy the experience. And we'll be talking to you as we get ready for 2020. Hopefully I'll still be on the air.
Thank you, Bob. Honestly, I would love to talk to you afterwards, too. I love that you follow me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much. Shante Lowe and Tia Jones, two very well-spoken and very grounded Olympians. They know exactly what they're about and where their focus should and needs to be. And boy, from the sound of things, you couldn't have a better mentor if you're Tia than Shante Lowe. And that's really, really cool. And again, you know, we've talked about the gloom and doom aspect of the Olympics, but you can hear the excitement in the voices of the two ladies as they're standing there, evidently somewhere near a road in Rio, either that or a construction site, as they get ready for these games and the opening ceremonies that are going to be tonight. This will be a whole heck of a lot of fun. And, you know, look, it's something that when I look at it from the professional perspective, yeah, I have to talk about it, and we try to cover all aspects of it, keep it balanced, and the whole nine yards. But the reality is that it you can really hear it in the tone of their voice. These people, they are excited about being a part of the experience, representing their country. You know, Shante, and, you know, I didn't realize they hadn't had the opportunity yet, but Shante talking about the fact that they're going to go have breakfast in the Olympic Village tomorrow and, you know, the things along those lines that are really, really cool and really cool experiences, because even though Tia is competing on an elite level already, she's 15 years old. She's been exposed to the world, but not exposed to the world on this level. Last Olympics, I mean, for crying out loud, she was 11. So I, from the perspective of the experience, exposed to other cultures, running around, it, one of the great things is the exchanging of pins. All the countries, all the athletes from all the countries love doing that. And the experience of interacting with other athletes, it's a fun deal to be a part of, and the electricity that'll be in the stadium tonight when they unveil the flags and all the athletes march in and the procession that goes on. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance to it. I mean, think back to London and what went on there and the whole thing with, you know, Queen Elizabeth and James Bond and Judi Dench and, you know, all the people that were involved in the ceremonies there and how spectacular that was. Well, it's going to be a different kind of flair to it tonight. And you know, in talking to John yesterday, one thing I can guarantee you, since the money is not going into the hospitals and the poor and the cleanup and all that kind of good stuff, the money was spent on facilities and the structure of the village. And, you know, they're still trying to get it finished, which is always the last second thing. You saw it in Sochi and you're seeing it in Rio as well. But when the games open tonight, the pomp and circumstance will be as good or better than it was in London, and it will be every bit the experience for these athletes that it was 4 years ago. And for those who have been through it a few times, like Shante, that's a terrific thing. And for somebody who's new to it, like Tia, who's not competing this time around, but will get to see it, it's going to blow her away. It's a once-in-a-lifetime sometimes experience. We'll pick it up right there and wrap up hour one on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll have Joe Lemire going into hour two. And then Dara Torres at 9:40 as well. So we'll have some fun with that. A couple more interviews. We'll sprinkle in the world of sports around it. Opening ceremonies in Rio tonight. And the Olympics already underway. But, you know, again, we've been talking about the possibilities of everything from mosquitoes to terror to bacteria and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, there were a whole, with all the headlines and with all the risk and everything else, you know, somebody, and again, education goes a long way. Abby Johnston, who, you know, is an Olympian, and the fact that she's a diver, and, you know, look, she's not diving into the raw water, but, you know, she's diving into water, and she's a med student. And she said she researched Zika before the Olympics, before deciding to compete. And she's somebody of age that eventually will be having children, possibly. And she's okay with it. She's like, it's, you know, it is Brazil's winter down there. And she said the chance of getting the virus is pretty slim, so she's willing to deal with it. The bacteria issues, well, you know, we're going to find out how that plays out. But, we'll discuss all this and more in hour two of the Attack. Hope you enjoyed hour one. Like I said, a couple of interviews going forward and more talk from the world of sports. I'm Bob Black. Stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The simple fact of the matter is we have historically as a nation said we don't pay ransom to terrorists or those who support them. We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence said that this is an example of President Obama's failed and weak foreign policy. A special prosecutor has been assigned to the Laquan McDonald murder trial. Kane County State's Attorney Joseph McMahon was named yesterday to handle the case against Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke.
I and this team has one goal in this case. That is to find the truth, to present the truth, and ask that justice be served in this case.
Van Dyke is charged with murdering the 17-year-old. Video of the incident sparked protests in Chicago. This is USA Radio News. News 24/7 at usaradio.com.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nicol Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicolblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nicol Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nicol Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nicolblock.tv.
Caroline County, Virginia authorities say skimmers have a new way to steal your money and possibly more. Frank Hammond reports.
Three new skimming devices were discovered by state inspectors inside the gas pumps Tuesday at the Speedy's Mart Exxon off the Ladysmith exit of Interstate 95, as well as a station in Frederick County yesterday. Caroline investigators say someone hooked up a Bluetooth skimming device to steal customers' valuable information. Ladysmith Exxon Management is cooperating with the investigation, and so far that's the only gas station in Caroline County where they've discovered the devices. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Hikers and bikers are being warned about dangerous booby traps being placed on trails in a North New Jersey park.
There's places where people will actually plant tacks, break glass, so we end up getting flat tires. It's deliberate, definitely deliberate.
Even reports of barbed wire being strung between two trees at chest level. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In Alexandria, Virginia, the Metro Transit police officer accused of helping ISIS is expected to be in court next week after making his second appearance yesterday. Former FBI agent Brad Garrett says the arrest of Nicholas Young proves you never know who will be radicalized.
It really shows how radicalization crosses all boundaries. In other words, people in law enforcement, people in the intelligence community, people of everyday walk of life have vulnerabilities.
The FBI reportedly began investigating Young in 2010 when the officer's colleagues became concerned about Young's comments about terrorism. Young will have a bail hearing next Thursday. A driver is facing charges after a car caught fire in Chesterfield County, Virginia. Frank Hammond reports.
Authorities were called to the 3100 block of Tadley Drive around 2:15 a.m. yesterday, where a car driven by Kristen Bond was engulfed in flames. Police say Bond had noticed the car had a small fire and then drove it to the Tadley Drive location, stopping there as it intensified. Bond, who was not injured, is charged with DWI. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
The Labor Department received 269,000 first-time jobless claims last week, up 3,000 from the week prior and a bit more than expected. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For more news 24 hours a day, usaradio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
I wonder how John Wayne would feel about Pokemon Go. Or maybe he was referencing Pokemon Go right there. God, I've seen kids wandering around. I saw somebody hovering around my car the other day. And I was like, really? They said, no, we're just playing. I said, I know. I said, enjoy it. At least these kids are getting out there and playing. So it's all good. It's a little crazy, but it's all good. Welcome back to The Attack, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack. We're going to set it up for you right now. Joe Lemire, right after this break, from Vocative. And he'll be talking about the heads-up initiative with the NFL and the amount of money they spent and the results that they've gotten. Talk about youth football going forward and whether or not football will even be part of our lexicon within 25, 30 years or how the game will look. I'm sure it'll be part of it, but we're going to figure it out. And then at 40 after the hour, Dara Torres, and we'll be talking to her about the Olympic experience and who she is mentoring, because she has a lot of first-time Olympians. And TD Ameritrade has done a pretty good thing. We don't do the commercial pop very often, but, look, it's the fact that they care enough to get these athletes set up and mentor them going forward and put them with people who are responsible and make sure that, to the best of their ability, that they can stay out of trouble and go forward with their lives and also enjoy the Olympic experience and be part of the scene and hopefully play it out to the best of their abilities. So, that's a pretty cool thing that they're doing. All of that, however, and all these interviews, you can get on your various personal devices. Radio on the go. Whether it's TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart, whatever the circumstances are, it's there for you. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network, giving you a little taste of home when you're far away from home. That's what we're all about here in The Attack. Joe Lemire, right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today, and we're waiting on Joe Lemire. Oh, hey, Joe, how you doing there?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, nice to have you back. How's it going for you?
Yeah, very well. Started working at Vocative. It's a startup news site specialized in a lot of stories that have data and technology.
Well, you know, one of the things that's one of my favorite things is the fact that they are provocative. And one of the things that you wrote about and I really admire is the fact that the NFL is throwing money at things hoping problems will go away. And with that being said, some things are not going away, and that is the issues with concussions in football. But it's trickled down to the youth level. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly as the national consciousness of concussions and the damage they can cause for people later in life has grown. Youth football participation rates have gone down pretty considerably. I think it's from about 3 million to about 2.2 million in the last half decade, and that's pretty sizable percentage, about 20% or so. And so, as a result, the NFL wanted to try to promote that this game might actually be safe, and so USA Football came up with a program called Heads Up Football that really emphasized proper tackling technique and purported to really make an impact in that. And the original numbers that Datalysis, the company charged with crunching the numbers and doing the study, showed that the reduction in concussions during games was 34% and practices 29%, which seemed pretty significant. They published that preliminary report, and then months later, when they did the full data, they realized that actually wasn't the case. It turns out actually almost no effect on concussions were found whatsoever, but they didn't immediately rush to correct that. And as the New York Times, Alan Schwartz has really done a phenomenal job spearheading a lot of the concussion coverage. And as he had a story about a week or so ago, kind of exposing this glaring error, and that it was not immediately corrected. And here the NFL had given $45 million to USA Football, the national governing body that was really pushing for heads-up football, And so the NFL is very much funding this and behind it, and yet it's turning out that there's almost no positive impact at all.
And, you know, that's the interesting part of it. I mean, it seems to me it's like any other problem in society. If we throw money at it, hopefully it will go away. What directions, where is that money being spent? How are they? I've yet to see anything like locally here where I live, where when they put up the posters for Pee Wee football or whatever it is, we're part of the Heads Up program or anything along those lines. How is this money being spent?
Well, there certainly are some pretty glossy commercials that you can find online and on your television screen. You know, that's a great question. I haven't followed the money precisely. But one part of that was very interesting about this story is that kind of parallel to the Heads Up Football program is that Pop Warner, which is its own governing body of youth football, they also had implemented some guidelines to protect players. You know, a lot of it has to do with just simply reducing the amount of time that there can be contact and practices, and, you know, in addition to the actual technique of tackling. And some of the Pop Warner numbers are actually pretty encouraging. You know, in this study, they looked at a few different, you know, the study, it was published in the Orthopedic Journal of Sports Medicine last summer, and they looked at programs following Heads Up Football, some that followed Pop Warner Football, and some that followed both. And the categories that had the best reduction in concussions were the ones that were, you know, involved with Pop Warner. So I think there could be some way to minimize the dangers of this sport. But, you know, I think we're all clearly realizing just how dangerous it can be for all ages. And it's not just, and concussions itself may not be the best metric because, you know, frequently it's the repeated subconcussive hits, the accumulation of it, rather than that one big blow that can also cause the problems, as far as all the research that I and reporting that I've been reading.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point that you make there, in that it's the accumulation. Everybody, when we see the highlights, we always see the kill shots, we always see all of that kind of stuff. But in reality, it does start on the youth level. It's the two guys, you know, we always make the joke when two little kids run into each other head first and everything. But if you're playing football, it starts on that level. And it seems as if, and you talked about at the very beginning, the lack of participation, the moms are concerned. And if the moms are concerned, it certainly appears football should be concerned.
For sure. And, you know, I think you're going to see a lot more organization of flag football. I think that's an increasingly popular sport that you see even among the elite high school programs that always have these big 7-on-7 camps, which is essentially just a flag football passing game. And I think there's something to it that could be fun. I also could be biased as a two-time university flag football intramural champion. I had to throw that out there on the radio. I think you're going to see a lot of athletes, you know, turn away from the full tackle football.
Yeah, and you know, if the moms turn them away, and I guess, you know, that's the aspect of it too. Baseball had kind of gotten away from Anglos participating in it and African Americans participating in it. It's become more of a Latin-centric sport. Soccer is out there. Basketball is out there. If your kid's an athlete, there's all kinds of ways to make a fortune in athletics. If you can minimize the risk of concussion, although soccer is starting to deal with the same things now, why not go in that direction? And you know, flag football is fun, but that's not necessarily going to prepare you for a career in the National Football League.
Sure. If you wanted to maximize your earnings potential and you were a great athlete, it's really hard to bet against what baseball is doing right now. I mean, the revenue continues to go up each year. I mean, as a sport, it's close to $10 billion annually. I mean, you look at someone like, you know, I hate to just point in on one anecdotal evidence, but someone like a Jeff Samardzija, who is a world-class or, you know, a nationally rated wide receiver at Notre Dame, decided to pitch instead. And look at the contract he just signed last offseason. I think it was around $80 million. All that money is also guaranteed. Major league careers tend to last a little longer than NFL careers, and the guaranteed money is a huge difference in the contract size.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of, since you mentioned flag football and intramurals and you got that in there, I got to get something in, too. Have you seen that that thing on SNY here locally, 5 days in Flushing?
I know of the – I have not actually seen it, but I know it was a remarkable week last summer, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're mentioned at the very end of it.
Oh, I've actually, a few friends have told me about this. I think my contributing role, I was working for USA Today at the time, and I think I might have been the one that broke the UN Cespedes trade to David Wright. I think it's how I've forensically put together what my role was in that movie.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it was great. I was sitting there, I was like, hell, I know him. Yeah. You know, as we head towards the end of this, Joe, it's what will football look like in a decade, in 2 decades, in your opinion? Will it be the same, or will it be a different kind of sport than what we view right now?
I think that's too short of a time for an appreciable change in the sport. But I think, you know, I'm 33, so I think, you know, by the end of my lifetime, I think we're going to see a very different sport, if not, a slowly phasing out of the sport from, the national consciousness the way it is. I mean, right now, you know, Sundays are pretty much every single Sunday is a national holiday in the fall, and yep. It's a pretty remarkable grip, and that's just not going to go away in a decade or two. But I think, you know, long term, you know, the NFL is going to have a real day of reckoning.
Well, I got 20 plus years on you, so it probably won't happen in my lifetime. Maybe, hopefully, it will, but we'll see. Tell my listeners where they can find all of your great work and writing.
Oh, thanks. The website, it's Vocative, VOCATIV.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, Lemire Joe, LEMIREJOE.
Well, I appreciate the couple minutes and certainly appreciate the insight. Love to have you back on down the line as these kinds of stories come out. Nobody does it better than you do, man.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Joe Lemire here on The Attack. And, again, it's as he said, and I think that's a valid consideration. Professional football is a holiday every single Sunday, and it has a grip on the public. It's going to change, though, at some point. Because the moms are involved. And once the moms are involved, let me tell you something. There's no turning back. There's no turning back for more attack on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now.
Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. I'll tell you what, if you're not, or if you're a fan of any kind of opinionated writing, and whether you agree with the opinions or not, go to Vocative. It doesn't get any better there. They grab subjects that are topical, sometimes subjects that fly a little bit below the radar. And they have very opinionated writers. Like I said, you're not going to agree with everything that they say, but it's certainly going to stimulate you as far as the thought process goes. And the article that Joe wrote on youth football and the Hell Heads Up program, you know, again, it's a subject you could discuss for a long period of time. The fact that the mom's participation's down over 2 million. That's going to be very difficult to get back. The talent pool will dwindle. You know, Joe talked about the fact that you had a guy like Jeff Samardzija who could have gone in either sport, chose baseball, and has made his fortune in life. And, you know, the moms are going to have that kind of attitude. They're going to say, look, I get it, honey. I understand why you want to participate in athletics. I'm not going to keep you from doing that. We want you to be active. We want you to be outside playing. We want you to participate. We want you to make friends. We want you to be a part of the social scene in elementary school and high school and college. And, you know, that's all well and good, but it ain't going to be in football because we want you in one piece when we become grandparents. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. You know, parents can control this and will control it. And if you think about it, the athletes and the football players that Joe and I have spoken to over the years, particularly since the concussion issue has become more prevalent, you know, they're not forbidding their children from playing football, but they are saying to themselves that if they choose another direction, I would have no issue with it. You've heard the hesitation in the voices of some of the players. And, you know, again, it's I think I forget who the one guy was. There was one player, ex-player that we interviewed that said, nah, I don't want my kid playing. The rest of them, they didn't forbid it. They got it. They've gotten to where they are in life financially and the ability to take care of their kid by playing professional football. And that's okay. But given their druthers, they would rather that the kid went in a different direction. And it's understandable. It's a legitimate fear. And the funny thing is, and you know, we talked about it, Joe's in his 30s, I'm 60. And, you know, the game, when I think about how when I was a kid and I used to suit up and, you know, they had the one bar face mask and the pads were, you know, plastic crap. And how far along that aspect of the technology has come. You know, that's where you do look at the league and go, okay, you know, they try to do everything as far as that aspect of it goes
But on the other side of the coin, they didn't acknowledge the issue for so long and tried to cover it up, that any credit that they might get is completely discounted by the way they've approached the issue. Now, right now, in some garage somewhere, somebody is trying to develop that wraparound helmet, that impact-absorbing helmet and neck area device that will eliminate or at least reduce significantly concussions in the National Football League. And if that happens, then the game will march on. And hopefully the technology will catch up. And if that ends up being the case, then football will always be football. You know, the athletes are big, they're strong, they're fast, they're in better condition, and, you know, the nutrition is better, all the things that we talk about over and over again here on this show. And that's all well and good. But that's also meant that the risk is also significantly increased when you play the sport, any sport for that matter. But, you know, in this particular instance, that sport. And for as much as everybody is efforting the technology aspect of it, you know, Liddell's in there and all the other equipment makers are trying to do it. Well, you know, there's Joe Blow in his garage that's trying to come up with the next idea that's going to make him a multimillionaire as well. And the league better be cognizant of that. And the fact that, you know, if somebody does come along with that device, don't blow them off. You know, just because it's not part of the corporate mentality and part of the narrative that you're looking to put forward, you know, don't blow them off if it happens to work, or at least even improves things. Point them in the right direction. Get them with the company that can produce things and make sure it gets done. Because, you know, the kids are at risk. And the parents are not going to let their kids be at risk. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71 and at Sports Byline USA. And speaking of the NFL, there are some NFL headlines. There are, you know, some things going on in Cowboy land, as there always are. Michael Vick talking about, yeah, I could play for the Cowboys. I'm in better shape now than I've been in the last few years. Well, you were employed the last few years. Why the hell weren't you in good shape? I mean, I know the Cowboys need a backup quarterback. They're scared to death to go into the season with Dak Prescott backing up Tony Romo. But please, you know, come on. It's... You know, it this one's kind of interesting, though. Josh Freeman. Now, Jacinda Anderson has talked about that Freeman's reps have reached out to the Cowboys. And they reached out to the reps of the Cowboys. Cowboys gave mutual interest. You know, couldn't be the worst thing in the world. It, you know, Freeman came in as a rookie, for those of you who don't remember, with Tampa Bay. And he was up and down, like most rookies would be in their rookie season. But in his second year, he led the Bucs to a 10-6 record, and he completed over 60% of his passes. From that point on, however, under Schiano, it was a downhill slide. And Schiano never really bought into Josh Freeman. You know, from there on, it was this 16 touchdown to 22 interception ratio. Following year, in his fourth year, he was 27-17. It went back in the right direction. Fifth year, he threw under 50%. Caught on with the Vikings. Jets brought him in for a little bit. Colts brought him in. He didn't play in 2014.
The knock on him is that he doesn't grasp the playbook particularly well. But in theory, sitting behind Romo, he would have at least some time to absorb it. He's got the skill set. I mean, he's a huge guy. It's like 6'4", 6'5", about 235. He's got a cannon for an arm. I actually thought the guy was going to be a star in the league. You know, last year, he got that one start with the Colts. He was 15 for 28, a buck 50, a touchdown and a pick. You know, nothing spectacular. But he can play in the National Football League. And he's somebody that's kind of been forgotten about in this world of backup quarterbacks. I was going over that list yesterday and talking about some of these guys and the fact that, you know, look, it's some of them belong with clipboards and hats. Some don't even belong in the league, but they're there nonetheless. And if you're the Cowboys and they've reached out to Cleveland about Josh McCown, and we know all the storylines that are there, there's not great options. And with Foles signing with the Chiefs, Josh Freeman might not be a bad solution. I could certainly understand if they wanted to go in that direction. Come to some kind of an agreement, bring him in, and hope that Tony Romo stays upright. I don't know if the season would be saved by Josh Freeman, but I don't know that it would be completely lost either. Dara Torres on the other side as Olympic talk continues here on The Attack.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks, good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want, from the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ live sound and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone's got to hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Dara Torres here on the Attack. Just multi-time Olympian, multi-time medal winner, and just one of the great Olympians of all time. And she's working with Team Kellogg to mentor first time in young Olympians. And we welcome her to the Attack now. Hi, Dara. How you doing? Bob Black, nice to have you back with us.
Thanks. Good morning from Rio.
Yeah. You on the beach?
I am. I'm right across the street from the beach watching some kids surf right now.
How cool is that? Man, Rio on the beach, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, it's beautiful here.
Absolutely. Hey, how come you're not competing this time around? You still got a lot left in the tank.
Yeah, I'm almost 50. Are you kidding me? Actually, you know what? It's really fun. It's really fun to be here in a different role, and I was so honored when Kellogg's asked me to be the captain of Team Kellogg's and sort of mentor these first-time Olympians and let them know what to expect when they come to their first Olympic Games.
That's a terrific thing that's going on, and all kidding aside, with your wealth of experience and knowledge, these kids are getting a true asset as they go forward, and there's some heavyweight names that you're involved with. Let's talk about some of them.
Well, you have Tom Shields, who's a swimmer, and he's going to be going up against Michael Phelps in the 100 fly. He's swimming 200 butterfly. AJ Wilson, track and field star. Julie Johnson, soccer star. Simone Biles, I mean, obviously, you know who that is. I don't have to say even what sport she's in. And these are these kids that are the best of the best. And it's their first time Olympics, and it's fun to be able to talk to them, to see what gets them motivated, to see how they get their day started. And, you know, if your listeners want to follow along on their journeys and stories, they can go to kellogg.com/teamusa. There's some unbelievable videos of these kids and how they start their day.
How did you end up getting involved in this program?
Well, it was just one of these things that they asked me to be a mentor, and the fact that I've been in 5 Olympic Games and these are first-time Olympians, they just thought it would be wonderful that I can share my experiences and let them know what to expect and how to deal with the pressure of being in an Olympic Games.
I would imagine that it's got to be a pretty rewarding thing for you, too. I mean, nobody likes to stop competing, but when you can pass on your knowledge to people who are still competing, that's got to be rewarding.
I have to tell you, it's rewarding. It's a true honor that Kellogg's asked me to be the captain of this wonderful team. And I just hope that you know, I can continue on and continue to mentor these kids.
Well, with that being said, how are they responding to what you're having to say?
Oh, you know what? The fact that these kids got here and they're the best in the world, they know what to do to be the best in the world, but it's a little different in the Olympic Games. I mean, you think about it, it happens every 4 years, and it's the best sporting event in the world. It's not like a Super Bowl that happens every year or World Series that happens every year. This is it. They train for this their whole entire life.
Yeah, and I mean, even though they travel internationally and they compete in all these meets, as you said, it's the Olympics. You broke into the Olympics when you were 17 years old, but it was in L.A. Here they are. They're in Rio. They've heard all the stories about all the stuff that's going on. I would imagine that aspect of it has got to be a little bit challenging to them to help keep their focus as they prepare.
Well, that's the thing about being an athlete is you have to be focused and you don't listen to the stories. You come here, you do what you need to do. And, you know, all these athletes from the Olympic Village, I drove by the village yesterday and you could see all the flags hanging down from the apartment buildings and the kids all walking along. And it was a little nostalgic, but it was wonderful to watch. And you know that they're just gearing up for this great event.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that and being in the Olympic Village and all that kind of stuff. Talk about the camaraderie a little bit that goes on between the athletes from different countries and the flags hanging off the balconies and all that stuff.
Yeah, this is a situation where you'll make friends for the rest of your life from all around the world. And, you know, the Olympic Village is so much fun. It really is a village. They have a game room there. They have a huge cafeteria where all the countries eat together. You see the apartments with the flags hanging down, and you get to meet so many people. It's an amazing experience.
You know, you mentioned some of the young people involved. Who are some of the people? Obviously, Phelps is one of them, but some of the other people on both genders that we need to be looking at in these games for the Americans?
Well, I specifically know swimming, obviously, and so I'm definitely going to be cheering on my Kellogg's teammate, Tom Shields. But you do have Michael Phelps, you have Ryan Lochte, you have some of the veterans, but almost 70% of the swim team for the U.S. are newcomers. And that's going to be kind of fun to watch. You know, when I went to Olympic trials and you see the expression on their face when they touch the wall and they realize that they just made their first Olympic team, it's pretty priceless.
I would imagine it is, and I'm sure you can relate to that. Well, you know, back in L.A., what was that like for you? 17 years old, you make your first Olympic team. What were you thinking when that happened?
I have to tell you, I wish I had a mentor when I was 17 years old, and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how to behave. I just was kind of this punk kid bouncing off the walls, and you know, these kids here, it just seems a little different. When I was 17, they seem a little more mature now for their first-time Olympians, and they know how to get the job done. It's going to be a lot of fun watching them compete.
Is that part of that? Is that because of the fact that the corporate sponsors are a little bit behind them now a little more often, corporate sponsors like Kellogg's?
Oh, you know, it's great to have a corporation like Kellogg's behind these athletes, and it just is sort of a safe haven, and it gives them motivation to even, you know, compete harder, and it's just nice to know that you have someone behind you like that.
And I would imagine, too, the nutrition aspect of it. I mean, we're talking about a breakfast cereal and things along those lines. The nutrition aspect of it, the training aspect, even from back in L.A., it's got to be significantly more advanced than what it was then.
You know, it's all about what gets me started, and that's what these kids have been thinking about from the day they first started training. And you know, when I was 17 years old, you have to figure out how you want to start your day. I mean, I had morning workouts, I had afternoon workouts. Even now, I try to figure out what gets me started. I have my family, you know, these kids know what to expect, and you know, they're going to be great. They're going to have a great, great time here.
No question about it. As you go, well, I don't want you to pick a favorite, but you have all these kids that you're dealing with and everything. But I would imagine the experience. Have you had the opportunity to meet their parents and their coaches and talk to some of the people that are having influence on their lives?
Well, it's been fun talking to these kids, and I've met some of their parents, and it's just all a journey, and the journey's still going. And so it'll be fun to talk to them after they finish the Olympic Games and see what they thought about it and their experiences and how they dealt with it. But they're here, and they're ready to go, and the opening ceremony is tonight, and everyone's very excited about it.
Is it going to be a little strange sitting on the other end of it and watching the opening ceremonies from the stands?
You know, it absolutely is. I've only been to one opening ceremonies, and that was my first Olympic Games at 17 years old. So it's been a while since I've been, and it's going to be a little bit nostalgic, I think, being in the stands and watching Team USA come out, Michael Phelps holding the American flag and just seeing the expression on their faces. And I'm sure I'm going to get nostalgic, but I'm also very proud that I was there at one time, too, representing the USA.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about Phelps holding the flag. What an honor that must be for him, and particularly the amount of time that he's been in the pool swimming, to be chosen at this point in his career. I can't even imagine what that emotion must be like.
You know, the only way you could pick, it's not political. It's the kids it's the teammates who pick you to hold that flag. So it just shows how much respect people have for him for what he's done in his career and in his lifetime.
Well, Dara, where can we find more information on Team Kellogg and what's going on with the mentoring program? I want to keep you on schedule.
Yes, if you want to follow along on the kids' journeys and stories, you want to go to kelloggs.com/teamusa, and there's some wonderful videos there that show how they get started for their day, and we want people to let us know how it gets them started.
Well, Dara, I appreciate the couple minutes. Like I said, I want to keep you on schedule, but if you have a moment in there, go across the street, go hit the beach, and enjoy it a little bit. It's Rio. You got to party some.
I wish I had time. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Dara. Dara Torres here in the attack, and teamkelloggs.com/teamusa. And again, you know, she's dealing with some people, with some of these kids, are favorites in their sports. I mean, U.S. women's soccer, Julie Johnston, Simone Biles, you know, Tom Shields is going to compete. Natalie Boulay is going to compete as well. And you know, Ajay Wilson as well. These are names that are going to be heard of And if some of them don't medal in these particular Olympics, they're going to be back in Tokyo. That's how young these kids are. So that's going to be one of those circumstances. They're prepping right now. And, you know, again, we talked about it with her. We talked about it earlier in the show with Shantae Lowe. And the mentoring of these kids, what an intelligent thing for USA Sport to get involved with and get these kids ready. And look, you know, it's all self-serving for them. They want gold medals. They want them to compete at their peak. And that's all well and good, but the life aspect of it, the fact that, you know, Dara Torres has been in the pool so many times, she's not pushing 50, she lied to you, she's pushing 30. It's she can give that experience. I mean, for crying out loud, you're going all the way back to 1984 with her in L.A. and the road that she has traveled and her career and the medals that she's won. And the ability to get in that pool and swim and represent the country. And it doesn't, you know, look, it's not going to take away all the edge involved as far as the butterflies and the nervousness and everything else. Because once you're representing your country in the Olympics, it turns into a completely different environment. But the fact that they can talk to somebody who's been there before and who's gotten it done on the elite level and who has won medals. What a plus for these athletes. And what was intelligent, at least as far as this aspect of it, is they didn't restrict it strictly to swimming. Kids from all these sports are involved. It's track and field. It's gymnastics. It's soccer and swimming. So it's not about the sport. It's about the experience. And here you are on the international stage representing your country, going to be in the village making new friends. Some closer than others. And you're going to be having the time of your life. I mean, that aspect of it is really cool. And it's something they'll never forget. For some of them, look, it's this time around and that's it. But for others, they'll be competing again down the line. You know, so it's, you know, they're caught up in it. Now, you know, some of the negative stuff that goes on, we've chronicled that. We get it. The IOC and their committee has allowed certain levels of Russian athletes to compete. You know, talking about the doping. It was, you know, look, it comes up in every Olympics. So we get it. There was a lot going on with the Russian Federation. You know, their various teams, some of their teams have been completely banned. But they've let in other athletes and they're going to compete in other areas. I mean, as far as it goes, it's advantage USA. Just because of the fact that, you know, certain Russian athletes in track and field won't be competing and, you know, it's a sad thing, but, you know, again, they created the monster and now they're having to deal with it. You know, the other thing that I'm worried about, you know, we talked about it at length with John Frankel. More worried about the water bacteria issues than Zika. You know, U.S. Rowing sent a press release out saying that the cleanliness of the water has been above expectations. Well, we'll see. That's the narrative. We'll see how it plays out. We'll finish it up on the other side here in the attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Sandy Roberto making sure it all stays on the air. I want to thank our guests, Shante Lowe, Tia Jones, Joe Lemire, and Dara Torres for coming on board. We had a full show today, and hopefully you enjoyed it. I had a good time doing it. This just in, Mark Teixeira, first baseman from the Yankees, he's going to announce his retirement today, and it'll be effective at the end of the season. He's on the last year of his contract. You know, he's one of those guys that somebody would have signed to a one-year deal in the offseason, but he's 36 years old, can't stay healthy. Ever since the wrist injury, it's been really tough for him. He's hitting .198. He can't get off the interstate. Last year, he hit .255 with 31 homers in 111 games, and you know, he hit a foul ball and broke his shin. You know, his career, .269. With a 127 OPS, 400 doubles, 404 home runs in part of 14 major league seasons. He was a good, solid hitter with power from both sides of the plate. And there's only four of them in the game that have ever done it. 400 doubles, 400 home runs. Eddie Murray, Chipper Jones, Carlos Beltran, and Mark Teixeira. Well, Murray's in the Hall of Fame. Chipper should go to the Hall of Fame and will. Carlos Beltran should go to the Hall of Fame and will. Mark Teixeira probably will not. He's the shade on him. But you never know. Next year it'll be Greg Bird at first as the Yankees try to rebuild on the fly. We'll talk about that and more next week on the continuing adventures of the Spanner and Black Attack. Good day, all.